Habitat maps for endangered species can be based on broad general estimates, but some scientists hope a combination of computer software and data such as soil type and vegetation will lead to more accurate information on where the Karner blue butterfly lives. David Mladenov is a professor of forest ecology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says having a better idea of the butterfly's habitat might save companies money on things like surveying costs.
In other words, if they say, well, you know, we're planning on doing some work on this utility right-of-way or potentially going to harvest this area of forest, is this even a place we have to be concerned about for, say, the Karner blue butterfly occurring?
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, a state agency, and some power companies are funding a computer mapping project in Wisconsin. Scientists say the same technique could be used in other states. For the GLRC, I'm Chuck Quernbach.